USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
If you're going to come to this country, come here legally. Don't come here illegally.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions talking illegal immigration, saying the Department of Homeland Security is going to send anyone that tries to enter the U.S. illegally from Mexico to be prosecuted by the Justice Department.
People are not going to caravan or otherwise stampede our border. We need legality and integrity in our immigration system.
He calls it a zero-tolerance policy. Meantime, the president says he's going to make an announcement Tuesday at 2 o'clock on the U.S. involvement in the Iran nuclear deal. The president's been critical of the deal, could pull us out of the agreement. He made the announcement on Twitter Monday afternoon. On Capitol Hill,
let us pray.
Reverend Patrick Conroy back in the House Monday, delivering his first prayer since rescinding his resignation as House chaplain last week, asked to leave by House Speaker Paul Ryan. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in a prescribed plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's time to be done with the Russia investigation and share some of the concerns the president has.
The point he's making is how ridiculous it is that we're still having this conversation and the depth to which this research has gone on.
The president calling the investigation a witch hunt, saying there's still no evidence of collusion between Moscow and his campaign. Retired Marine Officer Oliver North's been selected to be the next head of the National Rifle Association. The outgoing president, Pete Brownell, saying North is right for the organization in these extraordinary times. The 74-year-old saying he's honored to be selected to serve as the organization's president. At the Rose Garden,
let us teach children the importance of all aspects of their well-being.
First Lady Melania Trump outlining a new campaign for the future of America's children called Be Best. The new campaign focusing on social, emotional, and physical health of children. One of the keys, she says, is to teach kids how to behave on social media. And evacuations continue in Hawaii as the Kilauea volcano continues erupting. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Authorities near Atlanta say they may never know what led a man to open fire on highway traffic last week. With more details, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
A sheriff just outside Atlanta says the sniper-like shootings on a major highway last Friday afternoon were simply random violence staged by a 26-year-old man who had an arsenal with him. Rex Harbor of Snellville hid in the woods and randomly opened fire 17 times on passing vehicles on Highway 365. Two men were struck by bullets. Luckily, they're recovering. Harbor then shot and killed himself once law enforcement had him surrounded. The sheriff says he had at least five guns and over 3,000 rounds of ammunition with him. They don't know a motive, but they have been searching his home looking for clues. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump expected to make an announcement tomorrow on the future of the Iran nuclear deal, and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who's now a member of the president's legal team, had some harsh words for that deal.
In the latest indication that the U.S. may pull out of the 2015 nuclear deal signed with Iran, Rudy Giuliani spoke in Washington to the Organization of Iranian American Communities. Giuliani said Mr. Trump had three choices.
One that I don't like, continue it. Second one, renegotiate it. Or number three, throw it out, get the sanctions back, and then see if they don't come to on their knees again like they did last time.
I'm John Clemens.
And I'm John DeMaster. This is USA Radio News.